All right, for the next little bit, I'd like to sow some seed. Praise God. You don't have to turn here if you don't want, but I'll read one scripture in Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet unworthy, yet lost, Christ died for us. For the next few moments, I want to deal with the story of man from his fall to God's redemption.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, man's got a bad record. You know that?
Yes.
He has a bad history. You go all the way back into the Garden of Eden. I started this off when I started typing it yesterday. In this message today, we're going to answer the biggest question of all. How much does God love me?
Come on.
How much? Does Jesus really love me, preacher?
Oh, yeah.
Does he really, really care about me?
Bless him, Lord.
Holy. Can I tell you, every soul is precious to God.
That's right.
I don't care who you are, where you are, how bad you are, how low you are, what your needs are. You are important to the Lord.
Right.
You are here for a purpose.
Amen.
You're no accident. Because when your mother had you and held you in her arms, it was God that breathed the breath of life into you.
Right.
He loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to push rewind now and go back in the very beginning where man started. The Bible said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How many knows that and believes that?
Yeah.
Holy Lord, can you imagine the 5 days of creation, what God has built and what God has created and made? I told Mary coming to the church today, I said, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I said, look up at the beautiful blue sky and the big white puffy clouds in the sky. We looked at the dogwoods bloomed in people's lawns. We looked at the flowers, the little dandelions, and the little Easter bushes bloomed out. Oh, God, what a mighty creator he is.
Yeah.
A big earth that he made and hung it on nothing.
Come on, bro.
24,901 miles around the circumference of this earth. God made it.
Try.
Oh, Lord, on 5 days of creation, he made the mountains, the lakes, the streams, the wildlife.
Try.
You can hear his voice in so many ways.
Come on.
You can hear his voice in the rippling water going over the rocks. You can hear his voice in a little bird song. How many of those little birds are building their nests right now, finding a place to raise their little ones? So many ways God has manifested himself to you. But can I tell you, the biggest of all of his creation was the sixth day of his creation. His grand masterpiece of all, when God himself said to his son, it had to be his son, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Can you imagine the God that just spun the stars out in the galaxy and everything? He comes down into the Garden of Eden in paradise before man and woman was ever formed and ever made. And God looked at his son. How many believe God's got a son today? How many knows what his name is? Jesus. Hey, Lord. That same infinite eternal hands reached right down in the clay and in the dirt, and he formed the very first man and stood him on his feet, created him, oh Lord, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Hey Lord, you're here for a purpose today. God loves you. God brought you into those glass doors. He brought you up the ramp today to let you know that our God's real, and our God's alive, and Jesus is alive. Hallelujah to the Lord. Lord, when he breathed life into Adam, he put old Adam to sleep, into a deep sleep, and he reached right down in his side, and therewith he took out a rib out of old Adam's side, and he made woman, the first mother of all living. Hallelujah. And Eve was her name. Everything was hunky-dory. Everything was beautiful. God stood back and looked at all of his creation. He looked at Adam. He looked at Eve. And he said, it is very good. I tell you, when God does something, it is very good. God don't make anything bad. He don't make anything to fall apart and to break down. Who is our enemy in this hour? Who is it calling all the trouble and the turmoil and the sin of society all across this world? Who is it that's behind the strife and the wars and the killing and the hate? Hey, Lord, it is the devil, the fallen angel. Lucifer was his name. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall out of heaven. Where did he come, Brother Tommy? He came down into earth. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible said in Revelation 12, woe to the inhabitants of earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you with great wrath. What is he coming for, Brother Tommy? To steal and to kill and to destroy. But how many know Jesus came from the glory world? He left his throne on high and he came down. Hallelujah, to give his life.
Glory to God.
Everything was beautiful in that garden.
Yes.
There wasn't one sickness. There wasn't one pain.
God had your way, Lord.
Adam and Eve had it made, and they didn't realize how much they had it made.
Right.
They had peace in its fullness.
Yes.
They had joy.
Come on.
Listen, walk with me a while.
Come on.
God would come down in the cool of the evening and walk with Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Whew, Lord have mercy. How many like God don't come down and walk with you?
Come on, brother.
Holy. Death was unknown.
Come on.
Pain and sickness was unknown.
Yes.
Never a tear dimmed Adam's eye.
That's right.
Never did Eve ever cry. There was no loss in that garden.
Right.
It was paradise. It was joy. God gave Adam only one commandment.
Yeah.
Adam, you're the head of the human race. Adam, of all the fruit trees that I have created in paradise in Eden, thou mayest freely eat of all the trees. But there is one tree in the midst of the garden. Thou shalt not eat of it. It is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That would have been enough right there to turn me away from that tree. I don't want to feel evil. I know what it is to walk with God in peace.
Come on.
The day that you eat it, Adam, I'm giving you a commandment, don't eat it.
Come on.
The day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Yeah.
The graveyards are full of bodies. Death has come. Why? Because this devil came down to seduce Eve. And when she saw the fruit that it to be desired to make one wise, the serpent showed up. And he said, Eve, God knoweth that ye shall not surely die.
Come on.
You'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
Mercy.
And when she saw the beauty and the shining of the fruit, She took thereof and she ate of the forbidden fruit. Adam was right with her. When he saw that nothing happened to Eve, you know, that's the trouble of our world. I'm telling you, I feel like you're getting by right now and everything's going all right in your life. You cannot base it upon people in prosperity and people that's got good health. They're lost without God. And they need Jesus. And when Adam saw that Eve did not die, she handed it to him. And he therefore ate and took of it himself. And the moment that he did, their eyes were opened. Before then, they lived in an age of conscience, of innocence. Their conscience was innocent on the inside. They knew nothing about shame. They knew nothing, oh Lord, about self-condemnation. But the moment they ate of that forbidden fruit, they died spiritually on the inside. And that's where mankind and woman is today. They're walking dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. Raise your head and say, God, help us. What was it the first thing they did? They saw that they were naked, and they ran, and they hid themselves from God, and sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness. I'm telling you, they ain't nowhere that you can hide from the Lord. He sees you. He knows what kind of mess people are in. He sees the sin that is being in people's lives.
Right,
come on. Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
How much does he love me, preacher?
Come on. Glory to God.
How much does God love me? Holy God, holy God. Divine love reigned in their hearts in that Garden of Eden. To understand, listen, death was unknown. To understand our need for redemption, we must understand the fall. The fall. Adam, somewhere on down the road, 900 plus years down the road, you'll reap what you've sowed. You'll die physically, but you're already dead in your spirit.
Come on.
You might say, Brother Tommy, why is the world in the shape that it's in? Preacher, why all the evil and the wars, the strife, the hate? What's causing all of these troubles and all of these sorrows and death? It wasn't that way in the beginning. Everything was good. The reason is sin.
Yes.
Sin is the cause of all sorrow and shame.
Yes. Come on, brother.
It's the cause. The Bible said Satan came down and they listened to him. And they died spiritually on the inside of their heart.
Yes.
Holy God, listen.
Yes.
And the moment they did, Holy Lord, they died spiritually. Eternal life left their heart, lifted in misery and death, reigned in their soul. This is the reason that Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Come on.
You've got to be born anew. And to have that new birth inside of your heart.
Come on, brother. Bless
you. To get into heaven's paradise.
Come on.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, all that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. It's the spiritual heart on the inside of you that has to be changed and made new, like it was in the beginning with Adam and Eve. How many needs a change? How many in our generation need a change? They're dead in trespasses and sins. They walk on in darkness. They're separated from a God of love. And I tell you, sin will separate you from God. God is holy and God is pure. How many knows God's got a remedy today? How many knows Jesus is the remedy? How many knows the perfect Lamb of God has got the answer? He can save. He can change your life. He can turn it around. If you're here today and you don't have any peace, you don't have any hope, my Lord, I can tell you somebody today, he loves you. I said, Jesus loves you. He went to the cross and I died for you. I can bring back what the first Adam lost.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Blessing, Lord.
Yes.
Adam lost it all in the garden. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. But the second Adam, the Lord of glory, came down to restore what the first one lost. Holy God. For all, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So therefore, God declares the whole world is guilty that doesn't have and know the Lord. I'm going to say it again. God really loves you. He wants you back to Him. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. They are all gone out of the way, and every man is turned to his own way. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ronnie quoted it a while ago, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, he did.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, come on.
We're dealing with death and life in this lesson. Stay with me. Stay very close to me here. How many really wants and would rather to have the joy of eternal life and God's peace in your soul?
Come on.
Holy, holy Lord. How many likes would say, I want to walk with him like Adam and Eve did in paradise? I want it to be well with my soul. I want the joy of my Creator in my life. Holy God. If Jesus tarries his coming, Brother Ron, and I die and go by the way of the grave, I want to know that I have eternal life abiding in my heart.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
If you've never come to Jesus and you've never prayed to him and asked him into your heart to be saved, you will go for the rest of your life spiritually dead inside to the Lord. To the things of God. This is the reason Jesus said, you must come to me and believe on me, repent and be converted and become my child. Can I tell you here today, honey's listening to me?
Yes.
God wants you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
God wants you. I don't care what shape you're in.
That's right, brother. Come on.
I felt him right there.
Come on, brother. Come on. Tell us. Yes.
Come on. Thank you.
Man. Glory to God. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
God wants you.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't care what kind of shape you're in.
Come on, brother.
Oh, praise
I don't care what kind of mess you're in.
That's right.
Yes. Others around you might not know how you're hurting. You're hurting inside.
Oh,
you're searching for something.
Yes.
You're longing for something. Oh, God. Yes. To feel that void on the inside of your soul. God wants you.
Bless him, Lord.
God wants you.
That's right, brother.
Heaven wants you. Jesus, watch it.
Right.
Place your little hand to your
right.
Oh, yeah. Jesus loves you. Jesus will make you new. Jesus will save you. Jesus will give you his peace. He'll change you. Glory, 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 glory. Holy. I may want you to stay with me for a few moments.
Come on.
Oh God, I feel nail-scarred hands are reaching here today.
Come on, brother.
I don't care how far you've fallen.
Right.
I don't care how far that you've drifted. I don't care how low you are. I don't care what kind of mess you feel like you're in. Jesus is your answer. I feel you. How much did he love me, Brother Charlie? He loved me so much it was his will that I died lost. Therefore, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if it be any other way, let this cup pass from me, this cup of suffering. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And for the joy that was set before him, there, Lord, he endured the cross and despised the shame, and it sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hey Lord, what was the joy that was set before him? He went looking forward to that cross of torture and pain, but he was looking to redeem people when he hung a span between the heaven and the earth, a nail to a cross. He looked into the future and said, Father, my holy blood that I shed, hallelujah, is to redeem fallen man. Raise your little hand. My blood I can cleanse. My blood can make you whole. My blood will save you. You could not save yourself. You could not change your own life. You can't turn your life around.
No.
You can't change you. You cannot change you.
No.
Yourself. That work has to be done by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, to reach right down in your heart and do a work.
Yes.
How many of those the day it was prophesied in Ezekiel, it'll come that day that I'll take out of you that old stony heart and I'll put a heart of flesh, tender and love inside of you. I will write my commandments upon the table of your heart. Oh, can you praise him here today? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Does he want me? Does he want me, Brother Tommy? Yes, he wants you. Yes, he loves you.
You love him. Have your way, Lord. Praise your Lord.
How far will he reach?
Come on.
How far will he reach?
Come on, bro.
Oh, God.
Come on, bro.
There's a hand to reach you.
That's right. Bless you, Lord. Come on.
Jesus is calling.
That's right.
Jesus is calling. If you come to me, I'll give you the peace and the joy of the Lord.
Right.
If you'll come to me, I will never last cast you out.
Come on.
I don't know what your name is here today. I don't know where you live. I don't know how old you are. I don't know your social security number. I don't know who your mommy and daddy is. I don't know how you were raised. I don't know how you were taught. I don't know what floods your mind. I don't know what kind of past that you've got, oh Lord. But I know somebody. I know somebody that can kiss that awful past away in your life and make you brand new.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
Oh, Oh, God's a reaching. Oh, God loves you. God loves us all. Hey, give me my wave offering in the house. Everybody in here, raise your mama hand. He loves you. He wants you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're right.
Oh, God.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Come You're on. Here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. You come through those doors for a purpose.
Right.
You come to feel the Spirit of God.
Come on.
You come, you come, you come, and God's letting you know He's real. There's a better way. There's a better life. There's a peaceful life. There's a better way. Holy Lord, Holy Lord. This world will not give it to you. The devil makes a lot of high promises to you, but he ain't got your answer. Holy Lord, Jesus says.
Come on.
God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Jesus became one of us when there was no other way to redeem and save your precious soul. Jesus willingly left His throne in glory. He came down and was born of a virgin, Virgin Mary, in order to identify, listen, to identify with us. He became man, the eternal Son of God, became man. He took upon Himself the form of a servant, clothed in human flesh.
Yes.
Oh, the miracle of it all, Sister Anita. The Son of God became the Son of Man, a human being with flesh and bone that could feel just like you and I can feel.
That's right.
He hungered. He thirsted. He too felt pain. He had feelings.
Right.
He cried just like me and you. He knows your very makeup. He knows your character. He knows how frail and weak that you are.
Right.
He knows when you stumble or maybe have fallen under the burden of life burdens. But He cares. He still loves you.
Yes.
Jesus cares. No matter how weak, how unworthy you feel like you are, He will not push you away.
Nope. That's right, bro.
With open arms, He reaches down to the lowly, the hurting, and the broken, picks them up, shines them up.
God.
And restores them. Jesus reaches way down to pick us back up and make us new again. Say it with me, Jesus. Make me brand new. Oh God. Make me brand new on the inside of my heart, my soul. Make me new, God. Save me. Change me, live in my heart. Who is this Jesus? Who is this one so tender and mild, Sister Anita? Can I introduce you to Him today? He's a friend of all others. He is the pure, the holy, spotless Lamb of God that became the supreme sacrifice to die on a cross to take away our sins. He's God's only begotten, full of grace and truth. We could not redeem and save ourselves. You cannot do it, soul. You cannot straighten your own life out. Jesus became your substitute to die on a cross in your place to pay sin's debt that you owed. The life of all flesh is in the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission nor forgiveness of sins. It had to be pure, holy blood to cleanse our conscience. Our blood was tainted. It was sinful. Jesus said, Father, I'll go to that cross. Oh, Lord, raise your hand one more time. I'm glad He loved me. How many's in the house? And you felt the Spirit of God today that He's alive and He's well and He sits on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. He's awaiting on the sinner and the backslider to come to Him today.
Come on, brother.
Oh God.
Come on.
Children, this tore me all to pieces yesterday as I typed. I wept and I cried. I bawled. I'd walk the hall. Jesus loves you.
Man.
Jesus loves you.
Come on, brother.
Yes. He led Brother Tommy Romans when I hold this mic. I had the filthiest mouth ever was, children. I'm not proud of that. I don't even like to say it. Filthy mouth. I was wrapped up in drugs, bad drugs, alcohol, rock music, the whole nine yards. I sought for the things of this world to satisfy me.
Mom.
Nothing did.
Tried.
When the drugs wore off, I kept getting lower and lower and lower.
Come on.
You will never find a high that'll bring you the peace of God.
That's right.
In this world,
no.
The highs will wear off.
Right.
People go right back to the bottle. They go right back to the drugs. They go right back to the promiscuousness.
Come on.
Go right back into sin. But Jesus can change you.
That's right.
The night that I got saved, listen, this drug addict came out into the middle highway right here. And I made my way right to the altar. The devil told me, he said, you had nothing to live for. You're at rock bottom. Won't you take your life? I hope nobody in this house has ever gotten to that point that you don't want to live.
Come on, bro.
I feel him.
Come on.
I feel your love, Jesus.
Thank you, bless the Lord.
Suicide spirit, the devil's spirit said, speed up your car as fast as it'll go. Hit that bridge abutment. Hit it. Do 100 mile an hour. Hit that tree. Hit that rock cliff in that curve. Listen, I've been so close that I would sweat. The palms of my hands would sweat with the rock music going in my tape player. My subconscious was opened up, and through the drugs and through that rock music, there was a spirit said, do it, do it, do it, do it. Nobody loves you. Do it. Nobody cares. Do it. Speed it up. Stomp it to the floor. Take your life.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
You know what saved me?
Come on.
My praying mommy and daddy.
Come on.
That served God and said, God, reach out and get a hold of my son and save him, save him, save him.
Yes, amen. Thank God.
And that night I stepped out in a little church and come to the altar. I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'm dying on these drugs. I'm dying my life. I don't even want to live. If you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home.
Come on, bro.
Did you know when I came to Jesus, He didn't turn me away?
That's right.
Everybody in this house, give your little hand to Him.
That's right, bro.
I lift up my soul with my hand, dear Jesus, right now. I don't want it. I lost. I don't want the devil to win over my soul. I don't want the sin of this world to destroy me.
Come on, bro.
Jesus, I need you. When I prayed that prayer, it was like a ton of brick lifted off of my shoulders. I came up, I was still crying. Tears are rolling down. It's just like you switch the faucet from the bitter to the sweet.
Praise God.
I hugged Daddy. Mommy's over here. I reached around and hugged her. I was so happy, the big smile of heaven on my face. Drugs, the alcohol, the addiction, everything was broken. The chains, my prison cell was opened up. I reached over and got a hold of Daddy and hugged him again and hugged Mommy again. And people come in that church. I hugged everybody in that church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I was made brand new. How many would stand with me? All over the congregation, stand with me. You are important to God.
Amen, bro.
He really, really loves you.
That's right.
And I promise you, if you'll come and open, totally open your heart to Him here today.
That's right.
Totally. He'll not reject you. No matter who you are, or how bad, or how wrong, He will not reject you.
That's right.
He will receive you, and He'll do a work in your heart, in your life.
You're right.
Raise your hand one more time. Jesus, I need you.
Lord,
make me new,
you,
Lord.
I praise
make
you.
Me new, Lord.
Have your way, mighty
make
God.
Me new, precious Jesus.
Lord,
I
save every
you.
Lost
love you,
soul.
I'm going to open this altar, and I don't care who you are.
Save every lost
Holy
soul.
Lord, Holy Lord, God loves you. God loves you. And I promise you, if you'll
have
step out, you'll come to this altar. God will save you and do a work on the inside of you. Come on, come on, come on. The best trip you'll ever make is come and kneel at an altar of prayer and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Come on, come on. Whoever you are, you are precious to God. You're precious to God. God gave this to me yesterday. He loves you. He loves you. Come, come, come,
come.
As she sings.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Everybody in this house, find a place to pray. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray. Somebody in this house needs God.
Think of how it came so far from glory.
My Jesus. God loves me too. Jesus loves me too.
To suffer shame.
He died for me also. We don't want anybody left out.
On my every time my face. Oh, then I ask myself this question.
Jesus came and died for you. He shed every drop of blood for you.
Come on.
Bill's going to take up the offering as we continue to sing this song. This is an offering for the church. Thank you.